President Bush was briefed today by the Department of Energy on the impact of Hurricane Rita on the Gulf Coast, the heart of the energy industry. Early indications are that damage was not as bad as had been feared. But Mr. Bush said the nation may still face supply shortages, and he offered some remedies. David Green reports.
When Hurricane Katrina was hitting the Gulf Coast, President Bush was giving speeches on Medicare and terrorism. This past weekend, he handled Hurricane Rita in a very different way, getting engaged early and full-time and staying ahead of the storm. That remained a theme today when Mr. Bush spoke to reporters at the Energy Department. Once an oil man himself, the president said he understands the potential for energy shortages.
A lot of our production comes from the Gulf. And when you have a Hurricane Katrina followed by a Hurricane Rita, it's natural, unfortunately, that it's going to affect supply.
There were hopeful signs today. Crude oil prices and gas prices at the pumps appeared to be inching downward, and most of the shuttered refineries were preparing to reopen. But the president said he was taking no chances. He said he was prepared to tap the nation's strategic oil reserves, as he did in the wake of Hurricane Katrina, to make up for any shortfalls. He also said he was waiving some environmental rules to allow foreign blends of natural gas and diesel to be more widely used in the U.S. But Mr. Bush also said there were sacrifices Americans could make.
We can curtail non-essential travel. If it makes sense for the citizen out there to curtail non-essential travel, it darn sure makes sense for federal employees. We can encourage employees to carpool or use mass transit, and we can shift peak electricity use to off-peak hours. There's ways for the federal government to lead when it comes to conservation.
Mr. Bush, of course, is not the first president to call on Americans to do their part when energy supplies are tight. That was part of Jimmy Carter's message when he addressed the nation in July of 1979.
And I'm asking you, for your good and for your nation's security, to take no unnecessary trips, to use carpools or public transportation whenever you can, to park your car one extra day per week, to obey the speed limit, and to set your thermostats to save fuel.
The president's decision to travel all weekend had him out of Washington for large war protests, but they continued outside the White House today when Mr. Bush was in town.
Why, Mr. President, why? You didn't fix the levees, now the water's too high. Spending all our cash on a war that's a lie.
Cindy Sheehan, the California woman who camped out in August near Mr. Bush's ranch, was one of dozens of protesters peacefully arrested today. She sat on the sidewalk outside the presidential mansion and did not heed warnings from U.S. Park Police to leave. David Green, NPR News, The White House.